Let's move to sport. Someone's just dived into home base. Jamie Wall is joining me. Another big weekend of sport just around the corner. What are you going to be watching? Eden Park tomorrow? Big game?
I will be at Eden Park tomorrow, but there's plenty to be watching this weekend, Lisa. I'll just do a quick run through. We've got a full slate of Super Rugby games. The Warriors are playing on Sunday. The Black Ferns are kicking off their season tomorrow afternoon. Three ANZ Championship games, and of course the Phoenix have their first leg of their semi-final. But yes, I'll be at Eden Park tomorrow. The feature match of Super Rugby Pacific is the Blues and the Hurricanes. It's a really big game. Both at top of the table, and whoever wins this has a really good opportunity to take home ground advantage into the finals. Went along to Eden Park today and had a chat with Blues coach Vern Cotter.
It's an important game, but it's not the most important. Obviously, it's going to give us some feedback on where we're at. You know, there's some more games left in the season, and the pointy end's coming up in a few weeks' time. So gives us a quick look at ourselves and where we're at, and against really good opposition. They've led the way in the competition. They've obviously one of the most dynamic teams in the comp, and we need to be, playing our best footy.
Yeah, so that was Blues coach Vern Cotter there, just talking about the importance of the game. He's saying that it's obviously not as important as the playoffs, but there is a lot to talk about in this game, like where these teams are matching up. We've got the Hurricanes coming in down to their third and fourth choice hookers, so it means their lineout's going to be a little bit shaky, somewhere the Blues can target. The Blues are missing their first choice inside back combination, although Taufa Funaki is playing really good at halfback, and missing Rico Ioane at centre. And so that means AJ Lamb's got a really big day lined up, having to mark Billy Proctor, who's in such good form for the Hurricanes. There is talk of an All Black call up for him. So yeah, all to play for tomorrow, and it's looking like it's going to be a nice day in Auckland and an afternoon kickoff, so no reason for people not to get the kids along and make it a big crowd at Eden Park.
And your crystal ball tells you what?
My crystal ball and my parochialism is telling me that the Hurricanes are just going to win this one, but it's going to be very, very close.
Alrighty. Which brings us on to whether it's do or die time for the Warriors on Sunday against the Roosters.
Yeah, great question. We're not quite deep enough into the very long NRL season to really start writing anyone off, obviously. But this is a really crucial couple of weeks for the Warriors. They've got the Roosters on Sunday, which is a really tough game. Roosters are currently coming sixth in the NRL ladder at the moment and are playing some really good football at the moment. Warriors are currently 14th and really kind of need to start moving up if they are going to sort of start to make a bit of a dent and establish themselves in the top eight. And then, of course, next weekend, the Warriors have the Panthers, who are the defending premiers, and they're playing them in Brisbane as part of Magic Round. So, yeah, it's after this couple of weeks, we're really going to need to see something out of the Warriors. They have a few injury concerns this week. Kurt Capel is again missing, so it's forced a bit of a reshuffle in the second row there. But, you know, it's a tough ask against this Roosters team. It really is. They haven't beaten them, I think, since it's about 2017 was the last time the Warriors have beaten the Roosters. So the ability to turn that around would be really, really helpful right now, because otherwise we're going to have to start talking about what's going wrong and how do we fix it. And unfortunately, I just don't know if they're going to have the answers to that other than just simply getting the results.
Before we go, Jamie, you're repping a number of teams in a potpourri of clothing today. Quickly, which codes, please?
I can't believe you asked me about the shirt, because this is a team that doesn't actually exist. This is a Queensland Football Club. It was a brand made up by a guy in Melbourne who was bored and had nothing to do during COVID, and so he invented his own football club. He's called it the Queensland Football Club. It's a cult sports brand out of Australia. I really like their clothes. I also have a pair of Queensland Football Club shorts.
You've gone the whole hog today,
and the best thing about it is it lends itself to people going, hey, what's that shirt for? And you're the latest one to have done it.
I'm happy to oblige. Thank you, Jamie. Jamie Wall there with sport.